This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
The media and our friends in the Democrat Party kept saying we needed new legislation. We must have legislation to secure the border. But it turned out that all we really needed was a new president.
There's Donald Trump last night at the joint address to Congress. And I mean, boy, that kind of sums up the whole thing, doesn't it? 6 weeks in the presidency. And while it's not traditionally a State of the Union, it's kind of amazing that he was able to say so many things that his administration has done so far. It sure sounded like a State of the Union. Let's talk to Kaylee McEnany, who joins us once again, co-host of Outnumbered on Fox. Welcome back to the show, Kaylee. Such a pleasure to have you on this day.
Hey, Annie. Great to be here.
Thank you. I want to give you the opportunity to react to the speech last night. Donald Trump, of course, the Democrats. What were your big takeaways?
Yeah, I mean, I was watching the Democrats closely. I knew President Trump would deliver an incredible address, and he did. It was interesting. It was a little different than past addresses. He added in some humor. I thought it was very well done. But the Democrats, you know, I thought perhaps they'd be a bit more measured because Nancy Pelosi had warned everyone to not be grist in the mill, in her words. You had James Carville saying, you know, it's time to play possum or play dead and find the right moment to perk up. And then last night, they went ballistic. You know, I saw them not stand for a pediatric cancer patient, a murdered college student, the apprehension of a terrorist, a freed American hostage. They never stood. And for, you know, anyone listening who might say, you know, oh, that's partisan politics. You know, they all play these games. Republicans have yelled out during State of the Union in the past or joint addresses. No. You know, I rewatched last year the State of the Union from President Biden. Sure, you have the occasional person who will have an antic here or there. But Republicans stood when he brought up the March on Selma. Republicans stood when he brought up freeing hostages from Hamas. You know, Republicans stood in these unifying moments about John Lewis. But last night, Democrats did not stand. And it was very, very shameful, and I doubt helped their approval ratings much.
Yeah, I would agree with that. It was it kind of became the headline. Donald Trump didn't trip up at all, didn't make any gaffes, didn't lose his place or anything. He did a great job delivering a great speech. And in the midst of that, the Democrats really decided to steal the headlines this morning. The one thing I noticed was the juxtaposition of how uncomfortable, just absolutely uncomfortable, the Democrats looked in there with the comfortability of Donald Trump delivering that speech. He felt like he had a mandate. He doesn't seem like he's trying to persuade anybody. The persuasion is done. He's ready to roll.
For sure. I mean, that's a great point because, you know, normally these events are buttoned up affairs. You know, you're very serious. You're very solemn at moments. And, you know, you kind of just stick to script. And Trump did that for 4 years. And last night, you know, he did that. He, you know, had his script, but he did something different. He would veer off on these moments where he was talking about spending and, you know, list out line items of absurd spending. And he got, you know, laughs from the congressmen and women. And then another point, you know, he's listing off the ages of Social Security beneficiaries that are very much not alive, you know, when you're 300 years old. And then he made a crack at the end. You know, we're healthier than I thought, RFK Jr. He had these humorous, extemporaneous moments as if, you know, he has relief. He's through the election. He's very comfortable. And it could not have been a starker contrast, to your point, to the Democrats who looked angry, rigid. And, you know, who wants to be at that party? I'll take the Donald Trump party if I have to pick one.
Yeah, absolutely. Kayleigh McEnany with us right now, co-host of Outnumbered on Fox. She's a former White House press secretary, author of Serenity in the Storm, a wonderful book you should check out. I'm curious about your personal experience of working with the president. I know you've spent a lot of time around him, been behind closed doors as you've worked with him. Do you see a difference in term two, Donald Trump, compared to what you experienced when you were the press secretary in term one?
Yes. You know, he understands Washington. He understands how to navigate. He's always been confident. I think confident is probably a top word that comes to mind if you think about President Trump. But he's confident in governing. He's always been confident in speech and in word. And I think, you know, he's confident in being a leader and a businessman. And he was confident in his first term. But he knows the ropes now. And not only that, you know, Donald Trump Jr. made the point, we had 4 years to sit back and think about what we wanted to do. And clearly that time was used wisely. He had 4 years in Washington. He learned about the bureaucracy. He learned about the pitfalls. He learned about, you know, how to get things done. And then when he comes back, he's still the same confident businessman, communicator, but with the confidence of being a chief executive who knows exactly how to execute a plan and can get over the tripwires that I think almost any Republican president faces, and him more than any of his predecessors, which is the tripwires that are laid by the bureaucracy, which, you know, you'll put forward an executive order and they undermine what you're trying to do every step of the way. Not this time. He has a confidence about him, and it's very evident.
Kayleigh, I'd like to play a clip for you because I want to get your thoughts on how, not just what Donald Trump says here, but how he says it. This is him speaking last night about being
our
shot
at. Our country and its love like Corey's that is going to make our country more majestic than ever before. I believe that my life was saved that day in Butler for a very good reason. I was saved by God to make America great again. I believe that.
When you listen to him speaking there and saying that and referring to God, he's made many references to God since that event has happened. I feel like there's real sincerity when he delivers that line.
Yeah, I think there is. You know, I've spoken to him since then, and he communicated that to me as well. I think that is a very sincere articulation of him having a life-changing experience, and one that you can kind of see percolates throughout his presidency to the point of, you know, his cabinet meeting. I think it was Scott Turner who opened that with prayer. I personally believe, and I don't know this, but I personally believe President Trump probably suggested that. I think there's been a real discernible change in him. And I think ending on that moment was very beautiful. And ending with the story of Corey Comparatore, someone he clearly has not forgotten about, will not forget about, you know, attended one of his rallies and lost his life. And I just thought it was the absolute nicest bow on top of what was a really wonderful, more than 90-minute address.
Yes, I agree with that, too, as well, Kayleigh. One last question before we let you go. We've heard the joint address. You did a great job of laying out what has been done, but also where they're going. There are questions. There's uncertainty that exists because he's taking us into uncharted territory with the tariffs, with the Zelensky situation, with what he's been able to do in the southern border with his executive power. Does Donald Trump have the ability to play a long game here that America needs to just watch him do what he does?
I do. I think, look, no one wants to see the economy succeed more than President Trump. Yes, I agree. We're in uncharted waters. The last thing anyone wants to see is tariffs cause high pricing. But I know that this is a president who understands the economy and understands when to pull back, when to push forward, and to what end to do that and to use these moves strategically. I saw a headline just as I was rushing out that you know, he's pondering giving an exemption to auto tariffs, which I think is already him thinking through making moves. I know I saw through social that he had a conversation this morning with Justin Trudeau of Canada. He said it went, you know, pretty well. So I think he's constantly having conversations, thinking through these things. How can I, you know, rectify these trade imbalances and but at the same time not cause hurt and pain to the American people? So I think he knows those fault lines and is very mindful of that.
Well, we are only 6 weeks in, so there's still time for his plans to take hold and benefit the American people. Thank you, Kaylee, for the time today. We're very grateful for it. We look forward to having you back again.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Thanks so much, Annie.
Take care. Bye-bye. Kaylee McEnany, co-host of Outnumbered on Fox. She's a former White House press secretary as well. A great author. If you're looking for a good, her two books, For Such a Time as This, I think is the first one. I read that one. It was about her entry into the administration, what it was like to work for Donald Trump. It was during COVID, so it was a lot of insight there, but also she has a very unique perspective. She's young children. I just found it to be a very refreshing read. Serenity in the Storm is her latest as well. Check those books out.